basically, I grew up in Care in Manchester, and as I was coming to be released from Care, they put me in a bed and breakfast, which was funded until I was 16. As soon as I became 16, the funding stopped. I then became homeless. So, yeah, I was homeless for 3.5 months then.
What was that like at that age of 16? It must have been absolutely horrible.
To be honest, mind-blowing. No money, no access to anything, no family. Shocking, it really was. Probably some of the hardest times that we've had.
Was there a point where you thought, how am I going to get out of this cycle?
I think there's always that point. There's that point at the end of every day where you think, you know, what are you going to do? How's it going to change tomorrow? But I think you just have to make something happen. It's luck more than anything else, I think.
So what time of year was that when you were homeless?
It was summertime, to be fair. It was just after my 16th birthday, so beginning of September.
So you're looking,
November-ish.
You're looking at a period when the weather wasn't as bad as it can be over Christmas, February, January time, which is what we're coming up to now, and obviously that would have been even worse for you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I can't imagine, to be fair. We were talking about it downstairs before, the wind's biting today, it's not raining. I can't imagine being cold and wet and the wind blowing through me, and it's horrible.
What kind of thing were you doing then when you were on the streets? Was it just moving from doorstep to doorstep?
Not so much, well, a few doorsteps. To be fair, I broke into a few sheds and stuff like that. Anywhere where it was, you know, a guaranteed a dry night, to be fair.
What was the worst thing that happened in those 3.5 months?
Not so much scrapping around for something to eat. I mean, I stole pretty much whatever I wanted. I don't know, there was a lot of bad things, to be fair.
And obviously you managed to get out of that cycle, and now if you tell us about what you're doing now to try and help people, because it's something that you're trying to help other people with this Christmas.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be a really good idea. At the time, I just had this mad idea that I'd open up my cafe on Christmas Day and do 30, 40, maybe 40 breakfasts, and that'd be it. So I put a little sign up in the window, and it's just blew my head now, because I can literally do 150 up to now, possibly more, to be fair. We've just got a venue as well.
Where's that going to be then?
Julie.
Hi, yeah, we've just been to visit the venue, and it's Creative Space Team, who are based in the Crown Building, which is the old Magistrates Court on Victoria Street, and we've just literally been there today, and they've offered to open up on Christmas Day for us.
That's absolutely fantastic, isn't it, giving up their time? Yeah. Presumably a lot of people are going to be giving up their time as well to do what is something really quite remarkable for a lot of people who aren't so lucky this Christmas.
Yeah. We've got a team of volunteers already, about 20 plus, yeah, up to now, which I think a few of them have actually got friends and family as well. They've got, Simon's organised a guy who's going to sing on the day, got a musician for a few hours. So we've got quite a lot going on. It's going to be really good.
You were homeless at a time that wasn't Christmas. Can you imagine what it would have been like if you'd spent Christmas on the streets?
To be honest, I'd be in despair now, to be fair. You know, I was thinking about this the other day, and I just thought, you know, waking up every morning, I wouldn't, you know, going to sleep and not waking up in the morning, to be fair, wouldn't have been a bad thing, especially at this time of year. You just, there's no end to it. You're cold, you're hungry, you're cold, you're hungry. What's the point?
And it must be such a horrible time, because you look outside now and there were so many happy families who are walking past, they're doing their Christmas shopping, spending hundreds of pounds, some of them, on things which are pretty meaningless compared to what could save someone's life who's out on the street.
Simon's got his little cafe on East Prescott Road. It's a very small cafe, and half of it's taken up at the moment with donations off just the public coming in, hats, scarves, gloves, you know, coats, and you've actually wrapped up about 70-year-olds you wrapped up, and we've got those volunteers doing even more, haven't we? Yeah. So there's going to be lots of stuff given out to the homeless on the day as well.
Is it heartwarming to see how the people of Liverpool have really reacted to this?
Yeah, and as you say, there's lots of people who, you know, going out there, spending money, you know, on things that, you know, don't mean anything really, just getting them because it's Christmas and you feel you've got to get something. But it's really nice to see people just coming into your shop, isn't it? Into the cafe with money, donation.
Yeah.
Over £100 as well, £1,000 now as well, aren't you?
And I read, I think you're going to, those people who are coming in are going to get the chance to make a phone call as well, which is something lovely.
Yeah, I think that's, I've got this romantic notion in my head, to be fair, that, you know, maybe one of them phone calls leads to someone's family turning up and picking them up. I don't know. It's just a romantic notion, but I think at Christmas Day, you know, there's no better day to phone someone, you know.
Did you have anyone who you could speak to at that time?
No, I grew up in care of no family, so it just mean a lot to me, to be fair.
It's going to be a remarkable day, isn't it? Can you tell us what kind of food you're going to be putting on for those homeless people then?
Oh, God. Well, it's a full English breakfast, to be fair. That's how we started off. Now I've got packs being made up with turkey sandwiches, etc. to take, mince pies, I've got cupcakes coming in, I've got, there's food galore. I mean, it's turned out from a breakfast to more of a party. Yeah. That's how it's going to be, and that's, to be fair, that's how I hope it will be. Yeah. I hope it's a fun, enjoyable day, rather than something, you know, you forget what, everyone's the same, and we're all going to forget and just have a nice Christmas and a bit of banter and all the rest of it, and worry about what happens later.
Crackers, hats?
Yes, exactly. Crackers and hats.
Bad jokes.
Definitely bad jokes. Yeah, I'd hire a comedian, I think. I think there's a few in Liverpool.
Just how emotional a moment is it going to be as well when you see those people walking through their door, perhaps the first time they'll have been undercover for a number of days?
You know, to be fair, it's tearing me up now. I feel like crying, to be fair. Not just because of the height of the building, neither. I think there's going to be a few. There'll certainly be a few tears shed of me, but hopefully I'm just going to bed himself in the kitchen and keep cooking.
And the venue would just be, it is lovely. It's nice, cosy, yeah. Isn't it? It's a nice place to be in. And I think a lot of homeless people will know where it is in Victoria Street. And that was one of the reasons why we picked it, wasn't it? Because it's in the central of Liverpool.
So is it all booked up, or can people still contact you if they want to?
We haven't got it out there yet, have we?
No, because we've been looking at three venues, and we've literally before we come in here, we've decided on this one. So the flyers and everything will be printed over the weekend, and it will be, I don't know how we're going to book people in, to be fair. I'm out next week on a shoebox thing, taking leaflets out, and
it mightn't be a booking thing of it. I think the nature of the client group that we're having in, it might just be telling where it is, and then we all just be there on the day, hopefully. I mean, there's lots of group teams out there who see the homeless on a regular basis, so we're hoping to get out to them and get talking to them and stuff, and hopefully get as many as we can in.
And if there is anyone listening to you, is there a way they might be able to contact you if they want to give a donation, or maybe if they want to come along themselves and help out?
Yeah, there's a Facebook page which one of the volunteers set up, Steph, which was
Yummy's Breakfast. Yummy's Christmas Breakfast is on Facebook. I know the venue which we've just mentioned where we're having it, they're accepting donations. Anyone to drop any, you know, clothing or anything like that, they'll do that there. Also in Yummy's Cafe you can drop some stuff off there.
There's also Just Giving page, which is on, is it on Facebook as well? I'm not technical, but yeah, I presume it's on Facebook, so there's always that way as well.